Radio.
And is he getting the guitars? Are the guitars in there? Yeah? Nah, that's fine.
You don't care.
I'll take your word for it.
Does it help you? I mean,
no, like, not at all.
I mean, does it hurt?
Try it again.
Oh, that's good. And then mine's a hollow body. You can just hear it through the mic mostly.
This is pretty. I could hear this.
I think we're right.
I'm close enough to this guitar that I could actually hear it.
Yeah.
It's sitting on my lap. That's how I play. Unorthodox, I know, but it's crazy. Hi, Dino.
Hi, welcome to Sing Songers. It's Ron Quasman.
That's me.
I did his podcast in Chicago.
So this is payback.
I don't know who's paying who back.
Yeah,
because I feel like I got paid. I feel like I got something out of being on that one because I was a big fan.
Thanks.
And I get something from you being here. Do you get anything out of any of this? My question.
I'm definitely getting something. I'm not sure what it is, but I'm getting something out of it.
You're getting a free record. I already
paid for it, so.
Will this be
the one that I paid for, and you'll just cross it off some list?
I'm going to try and just give you a refund.
Yeah.
I don't know if we know how, but. I got one for Bob, too.
Okay, great.
So Ron does Bob and Ron's record club.
You have a problem with that.
Yeah, I have a problem.
It's like every time, it's like, what is the show called? It's my favorite podcast.
It really is.
What's the name? You guys still doing that podcast? Really?
Club. It's a club.
It's a club. And
yeah, a collection. People don't show up to a collection. They show up to a club.
Right.
That's easy to remember.
Right.
You have a collection.
I do have a club. We both have collections, and we started a club because no one would actually let us into any other club. So right. We just kind of started our own. Yeah. And it started as, it was basically an excuse of me and Bob to go in my bedroom and listen to records and get stoned.
Yeah.
So we call these club meetings. So it was like exclusive, you know. There's a club meeting,
and
guys.
You actually did like a fake radio show without anyone listening.
That's totally true. And I know it might sound weird, but at the time we thought we were like cutting edge comedy. Like this was like next level. Like, wow, we're doing like a radio show. Nobody's hearing it, but it's a radio show. You know, it's kind of cool.
How old were you?
This was like not too
that's
long
ago. If you hear a clinking back there, it's we're in a different room with an ice machine.
Right. So. I was probably in my very early 20s.
Early 20s. You had a pretend radio show. That's great.
I know. It's a little. Yeah. I never put that together, but yeah, it's kind of sad, really, is what that is.
And when did you meet Bob?
I met him in high school. He'll deny it, but he came to buy weed for my brother, and I remember meeting him on that day.
And then later,
we were living in this house. I had a band at the time. This was high school era. Same band I was in high school. And Bob came into my room, and this is like the classic Bob and Ron meeting story, I guess, at this point. But Bob says, do you want to come out and play Frisbee? Yeah. And I said, my response, which he tells the story, but I said, I don't run.
Yeah,
you know, and that's
you're
kind
just
of
this
theme.
Little Jewish kid. I don't run.
You know, it's like
what other things don't you do? You don't ride bikes.
I do ride bikes when I have to. I don't eat.
When you have to,
I don't eat.
When do you have to ride a bike?
When she makes me.
When Stacy, your girlfriend.
Yes.
You guys aren't married, right? I don't want to open up a can
law,
of worms.
There was common law.
Common law. Her law.
Yeah. So I don't eat beets. That's the other thing.
Or olives.
Or olives or capers, which are basically mini beets. Yeah. Mini olives.
Yeah.
Because are they not? Are capers like something else? Or
I've never considered what a caper is actually until this moment. What is a caper?
Okay, but it tastes very much like an olive.
Close to an olive, yeah. It's like
it's
a pickle.
It's briny,
briny, weird.
Yeah, it's not always briny, right?
I don't know.
I mean, it doesn't come out of the ground that way, right?
I have no idea how it's made. They just show up.
That's church, by the way, my sidekick. You sing dingers out there might be wondering why we're not talking about songwriting. Okay. It's because Ron doesn't write songs.
Okay, so I, I, I didn't mean to hijack the show. I know the theme. I've heard the show. I'm familiar with the show. I listen.
I just wanted you on.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
But you are, you do something that I can't get my head around, which is music.
Right. So I've been a musician since I was basically 9 years old, and I'm in my mid to late 40s at this point, and played in bands my whole life.
You play with Richard Edwards?
I play with Richard Edwards.
Who's been on the show?
Correct. And his band, or our band, Margo and the Nuclear So-and-Sos. I was in that band since 2009 and played with this other guy in Chicago named David Singer and the Sweet Science, his band. He's done a bunch of stuff for like Steppenwolf Theater. And
you just played at, were you at Steppenwolf?
Yeah, we just did some shows at Steppenwolf. There was this
that
one.
That sounded like such a cool show.
It was really cool. It was a one-man interpretation play of Lester Bangs, who's one of the great comedy writers from Cream Magazine and Rolling Stone, and just kind of like a hero to mine. So to me and Bob, like, we kind of based a lot of our, you know, attitudes from Lester Bangs, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, our love for early garage punk rock and, you know, the MC5 and the Stooges and, you know, 77 punk, and that kind of influenced everything after that. And then going back to like garage band. Anyways, listen to our show if you want to hear more of that stupid chatter.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we got to play.
Should we just give the password out? Or
yeah, we should. think Dahl would care? I mean,
Dahl would care.
He doesn't listen.
Dahl would definitely care.
Definitely.
They're at Dahl.com.
Yeah, Dahl.com.
You have to pay $10 a month. Yeah. But it's worth it. It's worth it for your show.
I hope so. I mean, we don't see any of the money, so we're weighing our options.
I think he gives you $10 per show, right?
Yeah. Something like that. Something like that.
Go ahead.
So I've been in bands my whole life. Like, literally, I've never not been in a band since I was basically 10 years old. And I've always been the guy that the songwriter will come to with the demo. Play me the demo or give me the demo tape, and I would come up with parts that kind of complement the melodies of the song, or kind of like express the feeling of the song, sometimes more soundscapey, ambient type sounds, and sometimes actual melody lines that became like a focus point of that song.
There you go.
Which I think, I mean,
it's writing.
That's writing.
It is writing.
It's absolutely writing.
And it's like, it's certain, it's, you know, the songwriter writes the main theme of the song, the main chords, and the main melody. But then there's counter
melodies. The singing melody,
The singing melody.
Vocal melody, lyrics.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's the songwriter's job. My job is to embellish on that and kind of make it into a song, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, little hooks is what I write.
And I'm in a band, too, for the first time in my life. And that's what my lead guitarist, the lead guitarist.
Right.
I shouldn't call him mine. Do you guys get mad when he's like, when Richard Edwards says, you're my lead guitarist?
Yeah, right. Well,
there's that story about the Rolling Stones drummer. What's his name again?
Charlie Watts,
where Mick was at a party and called him up. Do you know this story?
He
called. Well,
don't tell the listeners. We'll all just nod to each other.
Look it up. You know, Google.
Yeah,
Google.
That's a great story.
Anyways, let's move on. No, you know the story. Okay.
So Mick is at a party and he calls Charlie up and wakes him up.
Yeah.
And he says, Charlie, get over here. I want everyone to meet my drummer. And pretty good Mick, right?
Yes.
And
then, spot on.
It's like we're there.
It's like he's right.
And then Charlie gets dressed up. Well, he takes a shower, gets dressed, combs his hair. I don't know. I mean, I'm probably embellishing a little bit. Brushes his teeth. You know,
well, he's British.
I don't think he ever
maybe
brushed his teeth.
Yeah. Probably no brushing.
And dressed to the nines, or as Spinal Tap would say, the 11s.
Very nice.
And then went and showed up at the party and just punched Mick in the face and said, I'm not your drummer. You're my lead singer.
My lead singer.
Yeah. And then left.
I love it.
And then left, right? He didn't stay and have drinks or anything.
No. Just proving a point. Yeah, no, and that's the thing. It's, you know, the songwriter always gets all the credit and gets all of the main fans, and, you know, they're all there to see Richard or David, whoever I'm playing with. They're always there to see the lead guy.
Not my band. I'm the Ringo of the band.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. That's my lead guitarist is good looking.
Well, there's that too.
And then Io's, you know, she's a woman.
Right. So all the dudes want to
meet her. What's your thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
What is your thing?
I got a big nose. I'm Ringo.
Right, exactly. So it's always been that thing, you know, I've always just been in the background. Not necessarily been in the background, but just like I'm there to support the song.
Oh, you should be in my band. You'd be the star.
Interesting. What's the rate? How much do I get paid for this?
Well, that's the catch.
Oh, I see. But no, so I've always, it's come to a point where it's like I actually enjoy being in the role that I'm in. And I have written, you know, little, I wouldn't call them songs, but just like little pieces, guitar pieces that never turn into things. And I've, you know, I've always threatened to make my own solo album.
That I feel like you would have written like a comedy song once or twice in your life.
Definitely me and Bob have done stuff like that over the years. And, but it's always been, you know, I really like taking other people's, you know, let them do the main kernel of idea and then give it to me and then I'll make it a song, you know.
Yeah.
So
that's just what you're going to do to one of my songs.
I would love to do that. I love your songs and I saw you perform. I've listened to your music. I love it. I'm a fan.
So we love each other.
We have a mutual thing.
Yeah. But should we talk more about the process?
So yeah, it's
interesting. I don't even have questions. That's how baffled I am.
You don't have questions?
By the process. Well, like I like, you know, I mean, you go up and down the neck.
Well, there's that.
I'm like just right here. That's me. I don't even know how to bar a goddamn chord.
Well, I think a lot of times what I'm fighting is trying to come up with something that I haven't heard.
Yeah.
Because there's so many like hooks and, you know, little guitar parts that have been.
Yeah, that's got to be
fun. Feel like everything's been done.
Yeah, it's like.
Like you rip people off accidentally now because music.
Well, I think
recorded
same thing
music
with,
is so has been around so long now that we just are all accidentally ripping each other off all the time.
And especially if you're
realizing it.
Exactly. And especially if you're like a record collector, I'm just a music geek or.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You love everything.
And that's the thing. I like so much
you
music.
You have such a wide range. Like you're like, you were talking today. You like Steely Dan.
What?
I just don't like
He just outed
Dan.
You.
No, I know. But I've heard several musicians say you got to be a musician to like Steely Dan.
It is definitely a musician thing. And it's, I like, you know, I like the production of a lot of their stuff. And a lot of people say it's too slick. But like that early stuff is really cool. And each song has like a different lead guitar player. There's Denny Diaz and there's Elliot Randall. And there's all these really cool players. And they would just do one amazing smoking solo and that's it. And then they're not on the rest of the record, you know?
Yeah.
So that aspect of it, I think.
But then you like Dylan. He's like your favorite, right? Is he your favorite artist, would you say?
Who's that? Yeah, I'm a huge Dylan fanatic. So, and then all the guitar players that have played with Dylan, I'm a huge fan. Like Robbie Robertson from the band, one of my favorite guitar players. And totally, I gravitate towards understated, more melodic bass people like George and Robbie Robertson, like the melodic, the.
Do you ever listen to like Dylan's early albums where it's just him on folk and just say or even play along with that and think of like your own kind of lick?
Yeah, for sure. I've definitely done that.
That's a
great tool. I mean, it's like all this. There's a lot of music that I'll just play along to.
That would be great. Are there any like recordings of that?
No,
I would buy. Because, you know, you're just so sick of all these albums because you've heard them a million times.
Yeah.
Like, I'd buy your version of, you know, like the times they are changing.
Yeah,
you know.
With me on guitar?
Yeah, with you on guitar.
Right. How much exactly would you pay for that?
Well, probably, you know, Kickstarter, $50.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, let me think about
consider
it.
Consider yourself commissioned.
Yeah. I'll have to get with Dylan's people and see if that's cool. I think he'd be cool with it. Seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, no, laid back.
Yeah, totally laid back. Wants to talk to his fans. And,
yeah.
Seems cool. But Dylan's had great guitar players over the years and Charlie Sexton, G. Smith, and a lot of
G.
Cool.
Smith?
Yeah. Now, G. Smith.
The guy that we hated on SNL. But,
absolutely.
But he's a great.
I hate looking at him.
Yeah.
I don't want to look at G. Smith ever.
You know why? Because he looks at us.
Yeah, he's looking at me and making faces.
Yeah.
So emotive.
He was so uncomfortable on that show.
Weird. What a weird.
This is what? This is back in the 80s, right? Like late 80s?
Yeah. Yeah. Late 80s SNL.
Late 80s, early 90s, because I met him. Oh. I have a story about G. Smith because I, you know Mr. Show.
Of course.
I pitched something that ended up on Mr. Show, the folk singers, the racist folk singers.
Yes. Well, oh, yes. It's like hee haw. They're sitting around.
Right? Yeah, and they sing the song about, like, you know, you're welcome to the to black people for releasing them from slavery.
You're welcome,
and then we forgive you to the Indians.
Right.
And and then you're better than people for midgets. And so first I pitched it to Conan, and they didn't go for it there. And then but then Janine Garofalo, who's a friend of mine, was on SNL at the time and pitched it there. I pitched it there. And
so did you have to teach G. Smith the songs?
Yeah, I had to pitch it. I had to teach him the songs, and then he would teach Michael McKeon.
Okay.
The songs, sure. And at least to sing them, you know, at the pitch. So yeah, I worked with G. Smith. He was a nice guy.
So when you wrote that, were you writing it for McKeon? Were you like, okay, this is a bit that I'm writing for you? And
no, I wrote it before I wrote it for Conan first.
Okay, gotcha. With nobody else, and with Conan in mind of singing?
No, probably me.
As some character or something.
Yeah, like me and some other guy, yeah.
Gotcha.
Probably Louis. Louis was my office mate, so yeah. Awesome. So So the time came, and it was a really awkward. The pitches at SNL are the worst because it's hundreds of sketches and people sitting around a big round table, and it was packed. And I was just on the outside, happy to be on the outside, just waiting. And my scene was like last after hours and hours. And so Michael McKeon and a couple other guys started reading the scene. And then when it came to the song, they stopped and G. Smith strummed, and Michael McKeon said, I don't know the song.
Ugh.
And G. Smith looked out the door and said, "Where's the guy?" And saw me and like, "Come on in here and sing it." So I had to sing it in front of all these.
Oh,
and it's,
wow.
You know, to pitch at SNL, even if you work there, it's a harsh room. They didn't know who I was. They're like, just this guy who walked in off the street. It just bombed. I had to sing these three songs, these racist songs, to no laughter at all.
Okay, here's another one, guys. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, there were three.
Yeah, there's three.
There were three of them.
After the first one. Okay, there's actually two.
Why didn't I just say forget it?
Right, and just halfway walk out. Through.
I mean, it wasn't. I didn't even care that much about getting it on.
So you weren't even on staff at SNL.
No,
you were still on staff of Conan.
Yeah, I was on staff of Conan, but I thought you know, I like this sketch. I would like to see it, but I didn't care that much. And then later, I guess Michael McKeon told Janine, tell your friend I'm sorry. I knew the songs. I just didn't want to do it. Because I knew what climate that room was. You know?
Yeah. Mood is wrong.
Yeah, the mood is wrong. And I had to do it.
But it finally got made.
In the best way possible.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it couldn't.
With Bob and David doing it, you couldn't have gotten better.
Yeah. I mean, that was.
And it's there forever, you know, on SNL. Right. Or it's certainly Conan those days. All those are just
gone
in the ether. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Bob were talking about that recently. It's like all these old, amazing, amazing, like Chris Elliott, Letterman bits.
Yeah. I have a bunch of Chris Elliott on VHS.
Yeah. So does Bob, of course.
Yeah.
But this is Bob we're talking about, and he has a lot of everything.
Yeah,
a hoarder,
he's a hoarder. Yeah.
In the best possible way, if there is a best way to be a hoarder. But yeah. Bob has everything, and it's all on VHS, you know?
Yeah. Does he even have DVDs?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He's kind of one of those all-format collectors, but definitely VHS.
Yeah.
And, yeah, all the old Letterman bits with Chris Elliott, I'd love to rewatch those, all the early Conan.
Yeah.
Some of the funniest TV ever.
I've got like maybe 10 or 12 old Conan tapes.
And that stuff's not going to ever be released, I'm sure.
I don't think so, because he's bad on those shows, so he's buried them.
He thinks he's bad on those shows.
Yeah.
Is he bad?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I kind of think.
I remember it as being
I don't
hilarious.
Think he's that great now. So.
So, yes. Sorry, Connor. Sorry, Connor. I'll still come on your show, but no, I don't watch it.
Yeah, don't worry. He's not listening.
No, I know he's definitely not listening, right?
No, definitely.
Okay.
No, but you love Conan.
I did. I did. I just don't follow. I mean, when he was on TV.
Yeah.
Now, he's on cable.
Yeah. You and Bob used to go on the radio and just talk about it.
So we were like the original.
We're really going off. It doesn't matter.
Does it? Does,
no.
Should we get back to music?
So? No. Okay. This is like an extra.
Nice. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
No, me and Bob would like go into like stores or restaurants and just start talking loudly so other people would hear us, be like, yeah, so did you watch Conan last night?
I thought you had a broader audience than just loudly at a restaurant. I thought you were on the radio.
No, just like in Jewel.
Well, you did single-handedly save the show.
We saved the show. Yeah. And then we did that once we got on the radio more often, because we were just doing bit pieces on Doll Show.
Yeah.
We were the pot talk guys, and then we were the music, you know.
You daily. Talked about pot, really?
Yeah, so we started, the way we broke into the whole Chicago radio thing was, we used to call in a Johnny B show.
Mm-hmm.
As the pot talk guys.
Jonathan Brandmeier.
Chicago, yeah. As is the he, pot talk guys.
I guess he's kind of, is he famous everywhere now?
In Chicago.
Are you from Chicago?
I live there.
You live there? Oh. Matt lived there. Okay.
I was going to say, how does he even know who Johnny B is?
Yeah. Because I saw him not. I didn't know you were. Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, we were the original pot talk guys. We'd call in and talk about different strains and pot and stuff and where to get it and how to get it and just made shit up. And he loved the bit so much. He loved the bit. He had us come down. We met, and Buzz was still part of the Johnny B world at that time. And Buzz loved the bit. And then we started calling. And then we met Steve, you know, same circles, like Matt Bisbee, all these producers. And we met Steve and, like, brought him a mixtape. We were like, oh, we're going to walk the fine line between, you know, stalking and persistence. And, you know, we gave a mixtape, had Spirit on it, 12 Dreams of Dr. Sin, Mr. Skin from Spirit, a band we talk about all the time, still, for some reason. And Steve was like, all right, Mr. Skin. And like, it was like that one look, it was like, that's it. He gets us. And then that was it. From then, I was like, you guys should come on my show and do like a little music bit.
Do you think he really knew Mr. Skin, or that he thinks it's the porn site?
Right. No, this is before that.
So it is. Yeah.
No, he knew exactly what it was. He was, because we'd heard Steve talk about Spirit. Yeah, because we, you know, Steve Dahl Show kind of like influenced my comedy taste, my musical
mine
taste.
Mine too.
Yours too. Yeah. So Steve got us all hooked up.
All right, so what do you want? Do you want to hear this song first?
Why don't you play me the first verse?
We could play the whole song because she's here to sing it.
Okay. And want me to just dive in?
Yeah, you could dive in if you want.
In key of G, okay?
I still can't hear shit. That's fine.
I think my mic's the same.
And these guitars are going to come through in the recording, yeah?
Yeah, we could do it, yeah.
In the style of?
Just good playing.
Okay, gotcha. Some don't suck.
You said you'd love me. You said you'd always be true. But now your eyes are straying. Not looking at one, but two. I thought that I could trust you, that forever we'd hold hands. Now I see you looking past me down to my mammary glands. I'm up here in my face. If you see it jiggle, you're in the wrong place. I'm up here, fancy that. We're in love, you're not in a frat. Don't you see? You're not really looking at me. I know that they are distracting, but please just sally forth. You're almost here, don't camp down there. I'm only 1 foot to the north. Come on, Ace, you can do it. Just bounce right off of those. They'll send you high into the sky, then grab onto my nose. I'm up here on top of my neck. Just follow my finger, it's quite a trek. I'm up here, please indulge. Would it help if I made my eyes bulge when they'd see that you're not really looking up here, not down there? My face won't stretch your underwear. I'm up here.
I'm lost. I'm bad at this.
The chords are on the page.
No, not they're on the not second anymore.
Page. Not on the second page.
That's exactly when it fell apart. They're the same as the first, and I was looking at the first, but then
it's hard because
I feel like once you start reading something,
we were onto something.
I mean, I
don't know because I can't hear anything. But
this is good because we'll take it again, and okay. I'll get it right this time. I'm not even going to look at this because I don't even need it.
Right, just feel it.
That's what threw me off. Yeah.
Get levels from your guitar again.
Oh, now you're getting levels.
It would be so nice just to be Dino, able to
just
hear.
Dino.
Because you sound great.
You sound great. It's not the levels.
Okay. All right.
Sorry, my problem is that. Like I can hear them.
Yeah, that's. It was really distracting. Everything was distracting.
And she doesn't.
No, I don't think my mic's just as bad. I think is.
I feel like I can hear you and I can hear you, but I can't hear me. Let's find out if it's just me.
Everything was really distracting me, and I'm not one.
Check. Yeah, I can hear myself more.
Is it me?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, fine.
I'm gonna take this back.
Yeah, take that back. Get that away from me.
I'm not usually one to make excuses, but everything was distracting me. I mean, all of a sudden Ron was playing something different.
Oh.
That's pretty distracting. It threw me instantly. I'm like,
no, but it's good. It's good. You're good. We're not used to.
We're not used to good here.
No, it's not mixed right. That's the thing. It's not mixed right. So,
Is this what you usually do, though? I mean, because you say that people like give you a demo, and then you work from there.
Yeah, usually it's more of like Richard will send me a demo, just him and acoustic guitar, vocal melody, and I'll work on it on my own.
Uh huh.
Like without him there, you know. I'll just listen to it over and over again. I'll sometimes record it to my 4-track, and you know, do some weird tape loops and stuff like that, and. Work on it for a couple days till something kind of clicks and like, oh, that melodically works with the vocal melody but plays against it, because it's easy to just play along with the vocal melody and there's your
right thing.
That's the easy way out always, but it's more interesting to do
it. So you're finding the counter melodies within the melodies that are already there. You're not changing the song really.
It's great, but that's what was throwing us.
Right, because you're not used to.
Well, and he's also looking for it. It's his first time hearing it, so he's tinkering around while we're playing, looking for it.
We're in a shitty lounge that's not our real studio.
Yeah, if we were in there, that would have sounded amazing.
This is an amazing lounge. I
know, there's a bar in here, and that doesn't help me remember the chords.
I know.
All right, let's try again.
So do you want to wait to come in? Will that help?
No.
Whatever you want. It doesn't matter.
I think that we have a handle
this
on what's happening now.
Stakes.
And I have a microphone that's producing a sound.
Yeah. Let's try again. I think I'm gonna do better this time. Ready? As they say in counting, 1, 2, 3, 4.
You said you'd love me. You said you'd always be true. But now your eyes are straying, not looking at one, but two. I thought that I could trust you, that forever we'd hold hands. But now I see you looking past me, down to my mammary glands. I'm up here in my face. If you see it jiggle, you're in the wrong place. I'm up here, fancy that. We're in love, you're not in a fret. Don't you see you're not really looking at me. I know that they are distracting, but please just sally forth. You're almost here, don't camp down there. I'm only 1 foot to the north. Come on, Ace, you can do it. Just bounce right off of those. They'll send you high into the sky, then grab onto my nose. 'Cause I'm up here on top of my neck. Just follow my finger, it's quite a trek. I'm up here, please indulge. Would it help if I made my eyes bulge when they see that you're not really looking up here, not down there? My face won't stretch your underwear. I'm up here, look at my eyes. They're just like nipples, surprise, surprise. But they see that you're not really looking at me. No, you never really look right at me. You may be a boob, but they're not me.
Wow, you actually, you were playing, that was beautiful, by the way.
That was great.
You were playing and reading and getting the joke.
Yeah.
All
yeah,
at
yeah.
the same time. How do you play?
Well, I was hoping the joke was going to inform my playing, so I had to,
So I couldn't really hear, because I took my headphones off, but I couldn't hear your parts.
Mine.
Yeah, but I'm going to listen back.
And you'll let me know.
Not now.
No.
But like for when the show airs.
Totally cool.
And but what do you? How do you feel you did?
Well, I think I was getting onto something. I think like if I did it, we're not going to do it now. But like
we would have to do it like 100 times.
No, maybe 4 or 5 more, and I would.
Let's do it like 5 more times.
I would have like
people
solid.
People could just turn it off. They could fast forward. They could do whatever they want.
Send your hate mail to
Dino.
I think
Dino
it's interesting.
At...
See how it all changes, and people don't have to listen to it.
Yeah, no, I was coming up with the, you know, some. Yeah.
You want to do it again?
So what do you usually do? Do you usually, like, loop the, like, a verse and, like, hang on that for a while and then move on, well, like, part by part?
My method is basically I'll listen to it a couple times without playing, and then I'll chart it out, really simple chord changes like you would have here.
Yeah.
So I know the chord changes, and I don't look at, then I try and learn it in my head first, the main chords of the song. So I have, okay, so we're looking at, you know, G, C, C, G, C, D, E.
Don't give
E
away my secrets, man.
So I'm thinking, okay.
Not my recipes.
So it's basically, I could play in a number of different keys. and I chose to play in, like, kind of the key of G major. And
that's my major.
That's what I majored in college.
G.
With some E thrown in, you know.
Come on, let's do it one more time. Who cares?
One more. Let's do it.
All right, one more time.
You church?
Yeah.
You don't look.
Well, she did not.
She does not look like she's okay with it.
I could do this all day.
Oh, okay.
Oh, great.
All right, let's do it all day.
All right, one. Okay.
The first of many. Second of many right now.
Okay, here we go.
You said you'd love me. You said you'd always be true. But now your eyes are straying, not looking at one, but two.
My headphone.
I was on a roll.
Yeah, I know it was good. My headphone cord was on the string.
I was feeling it.
Oh, man, I had.
It sounded like
we were feeling it.
Maybe that was.
So you could hear me, right?
I could hear really well that time, actually. I could hear pretty well.
I didn't even have my headphones. All right, well, let's do it again. It's only going to get better. Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
It's going to all fall apart now.
Don't hate me.
I could never hate you.
Yeah.
Yet.
Okay.
Good.
said you'd love me. You said you'd always be true. But now your eyes are straying, not looking at one, but two. I thought that I could trust you before ever we'd hold hands. But now I see you looking past me down to my mammary glands. I'm up here in my face. If you see it jiggle, you're in the wrong place. I'm up here, fancy that. We're in love, you're not in a frat. Don't you see that you're not really looking at me? I know that they are distracting, but please just sally forth. You're almost here, don't camp down there. I'm only 1 foot to the north. Come on, Ace, you can do it. Just bounce right off of those. They'll send you high into the sky, then grab onto my nose. 'Cause I'm up here on top of my neck. Just follow my finger, it's quite a trek. I'm up here, please indulge. Would it help if I made my eyes bulge when they see that you're not really looking up here, not down there? My face won't stretch your underwear. I'm up here, look at my eyes. Just like nipples, surprise, surprise. But they see that you're not really looking at me. No, you never really look right at me. You may be a boob, but they're not me.
It's good. It's like it is. It's better every time.
Should
we do another one?
Who can
this is the whole show.
It's the whole show.
The whole show is just us doing this over and over.
That's the whole point of the show.
It was really good.
We'll be really popular in Guantanamo.
I probably could get better. I'll do it better this time.
Just do it better.
You said you'd love me. You said you'd always be true. But now your eyes are straying, not looking at one, but two. I thought that I could trust you before ever we'd hold hands. But now I see you looking past me down to my mammary glands. I'm up here in my face. If you see it jiggle, you're in the wrong place. I'm up here, fancy that. We're in love, you're not in a frat. Don't you see you're not really looking at me? I know that they are distracting, but please just sally forth. You're almost here, don't camp down there. I'm only 1 foot to the north. Come on, Ace, you can do it. Just bounce right off of those. They'll send you high into the sky, then grab onto my nose. I'm up here on top of my neck. Just follow my finger, it's quite a trek. I'm up here, please indulge. Would it help if I made my eyes bulge when they'd see that you're not really looking up here, not down there? My face won't stretch your underwear. I'm up here, look at my eyes. just like nipples. Surprise, surprise, what they'd see, that you're not really looking at me. Not me. Ding, 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 ding.
Like, that was ding, great. Ding,
ding. Yeah, that's great.
If you did it like a couple more times, it would get better.
Okay, I'm gonna. No, if we do it again, I gotta like start doing voices. Dude, like, I mean, next one, like Bjork. Like,
I don't. I think I've figured out what I would do. Like, if we were gonna really go into the studio and record it, I think
it would sound a little like this.
Okay, I'm doing it like Bjork.
You know, you said you love me.
With repetition, like my parts start to, I figured out what I like and what I don't like, and then it starts to solidify into, okay, that's the part for that part of the song, and this is the part for that part of the song.
All right, so play, monkey, play.
You said you'd love me, you said you'd always be true, but now your eyes are straying, not looking at one, but two. I thought that I could trust you, that forever we'd hold hands, but now I see you looking past me, down to my mammary glands. I'm up here, in my face. If you see it jiggle, you're in the wrong place. I'm up here, fancy that. We're in love, you're not in a frat. Don't you see? You're not really looking at me. They are distracting, but please just sally forth. You're almost here, don't camp down there. I'm only 1 foot to the north. Come on, Ace, you can do it. Just bounce right off of those. They'll send you high into the sky, then grab onto my nose. I'm up here, top of my neck. Just follow my finger, it's quite a trek. I'm up here, please indulge. Would it help if I made my eyes bulge when they'd see you're not really looking up here, not down there? My face won't stretch your underwear. I'm up here, look at my eyes. They're just like nipples. Surprise, surprise, but they see that you're not really looking at me. You never really look right at me. You may be a boob, but they're not me.
That's it.
I think Dino got enough out of you that he can probably just steal all your guitar parts now.
Yours. You can have them.
This is secretly just a ruse to get you to record on this album.
Hey, not a bad idea.
For free, without your knowledge.
Anytime. Now you can give those to your lead guitar player and say, okay, play like this, dummy.
Never, he's got too big of an ego.
Really? He's like, oh, those, that sucks. He played that?
No, he's not going to say they suck. He's just going to go, I'll just do mine.
Yeah, I'll do my own thing. Yeah. It's cool.
So you have nothing to worry about.
Okay.
No, that was great. Thanks. I think that's fascinating to me. Just how it just,
yeah, it's,
you keep adding to it. And
yeah. Cool.
How did it sound in there?
It sounded
inside
great.
Your noggin.
The first three times it was
the last half of the last one. But I was losing your guitar a little bit just because like, it sounded, all those single notes sounded so good.
You may not be able to hear him. What he's telling us is that that all went horribly wrong from an audio perspective.
He's basically saying he turned me down. Right, yeah. Right.
Actually, I just muted your guitar. So,
it sounded good.
Sounded great.
But...
So, yeah.
No, I like that.
But
like
it didn't.
Idea. Sometimes my lead guitarist will play something and I'm like, why do I even have to play it?
Right.
It sounds so pretty.
Right. And, I mean... Each song has its own, you know, need for it. It's like, you know, it doesn't always need a solo in it. Sometimes it's just like a little melody line. And that, like, that's what really makes a song, you know, something really memorable.
Yeah.
I mean, it's those little hooks and little things. So yeah. I hope I bring that to...
I can't wait. I can't wait to hear it because I didn't
right.
hear it mixed and everything.
Well, I hope you like it.
I hope I like it too.
Me too. Otherwise
Matt,
I drove 45 minutes for nothing.
Take all those takes and cut it, mix them and cut them together.
Can you separate?
Yeah, it'll be a fun experiment, yeah. Actually. Like, we'll put it at the end of this episode.
Separate each
your
track.
Mix. I'll give separate you everything.
Put it into Pro
mix
Tools.
It, you put some sauce on it. You know,
some sauce.
Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Sauce. Add some fat
that's
beats.
Italian.
Hey, that's
no, but really, like, try to cut it together. See what happens.
Out of those.
I think it'd be interesting. Out of, like, the few times that we did it and then put it at the end of the episode or something. I think it'd be cool.
I swear I got $200. I'll give you $200.
I'll throw in 20. 220.
All right.
Cool.
Yeah. No, I didn't expect.
I'll leave it.
I'll say
you're
thank
Jewish,
you.
I know. I mean, I was gonna say 25. I don't know. Let's just call it 20. That's all, you know. You don't have to make change that way.
Did you ever see Sexy Beast? That movie, Sexy Beast.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh man, the end. I just watched it the other day.
Oh yeah.
Not to, you know, spoiler alert, but
yeah.
You know, there's.
They're not big, listening anymore.
Big.
They turned it off two takes ago.
Big bang. Heist, like trillions, like the biggest bank heist ever, and the main guy didn't like our hero, and he said, "I'm thinking of giving you a tenner." I only have a 20. You have change for 20? Like, gave him $10
yeah.
for that whole thing. Have you seen that movie? It's good. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Do you have to even?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't
watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't matter. Watch it.
He's not.
It's not going to spoil the movie.
The thing is,
yeah, the movie's amazing.
The thing is, I can tell right now from that description, he's not watching.
He hasn't even listened to this.
I know, he's not even listening now.
No, he's not.
He's listening to some other podcast right now.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yes.
Oh, this is funny stuff. Marin's killing it right now.
I was wondering why he kept laughing at inappropriate moments. So I thought that it was his Asperger's.
Yeah. Right. He's got Asperger's.
All right, well.
wait, I do?
How much time
was that?
47
minutes.
Oh, that was perfect. That's
perfect.
A perfect
That's
podcast.
A perfect podcast.
Perfect podcast.
Well, in length.
Yeah, I think we could fill it out.
Encore.
One more?
No.
Let's play it backwards. No.
Well, thanks, Ron. I really wanted you to be on this, and you did it. You did it.
Did I deliver?
Yeah, you delivered good. Well, I'll tell you after I listen.
Yeah, let me know, will you?
Yeah, but I had fun.
Well, I had fun. I loved visiting your little world, and
yeah,
it's always good to see you.
More.
Cool. I love that.
Yeah.
Nice meeting you.
You got anything you want to promote?
No, not at all.
No?
Well, actually, you know, you listen to Bob and Ron's Record Club. It's on doll.com.
Doll.com.
Cool.
It's only $10 a month. You could listen.
There's free samples free for like
samples.
10 minute free samples.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, and there's a password. There's,
you know, trying to figure it's password. Really obvious
it's
what Bob and Ron's password would be.
Want.
It's so stupid. But just kidding, Steve. He's not listening. I know.
He's not listening.
Okay, so I just put out a record with Richard Edwards, which he was here last couple episodes ago. Maybe?
Yeah.
So
it's the latest. Yeah, the latest one, right?
Yeah, it's Lemon Cotton Candy Sunset,
yeah,
and then
I have it. It's great.
Oh, thanks, man. I played pretty much on every song on that,
yeah.
And he's got another thing coming out from those same sessions that I should be, unless he cut me from the record. We'll see. You know, you never know.
I may have cut you from this podcast.
Don't worry. We'll put a little note on it. You know,
I've been cut from.
We'll amend the pod. We'll put a little note when this episode comes out. Like,
yeah.
Since this episode, was recorded, it has been revealed that he was in fact cut from the episode. So don't in fact look for that record. Yeah, like that little, like, you know, like update.
Sad addendum.
This story will continue to be updated as more information comes in.
Ron was also cut from his own podcast later that year.
We also are considering cutting him from this podcast.
Right, exactly.
Just Bob reacting to
to nothing.
Silence. Yeah.
Whoa. That'd be it, basically. And then David Singer and the Sweet Science is my other band that I love. David Singer is an amazing songwriter and a great lyricist. And
when you did stuff at Steppenwolf, what band was that?
So that was with David Singer, and we did the music to August Osage County, which was big that year. Okay. So David wrote all that music, and I played on it. And
name some of the songs you played at Steppenwolf just recently. Like you played.
Oh, so we did "Search and Destroy" by the Stooges. We did "With a Girl Like You" by the Troggs. "Psychotic Reaction" by the Count Five.
Did some Velvet Underground.
Velvet Underground. What Goes On? Stooges. I said.
Oh, you said Stooges.
I did. We played Blank Generation.
The Three Stooges.
B.A. Bay. We did. Yeah, we did. We did B.A. Bay. B.A. Biggie by B.O.B.O. Biggie by B.O. Boo. Biggie by B.O. Boo. We did that song. We did it really fast to like punk, you know, like a punk version. It's cool. It's cool. For Lester Bangs.
Amazing. I would love Iggy Pop to do that.
Oh my God.
Like, you know, I guess on, you know, if he was on SCTV or something.
It's like, it's funny.
Like, dude.
Iggy Pop. Iggy. No, this is going somewhere.
Yeah.
It's Iggy and the Three Stooges.
Yeah,
Iggy and right. Three it's Stooges. Perfect.
Yeah.
It's great. And he's doing all those songs.
Yeah. It's a mad TV.
I just tuned in.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, that's great.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'd like to see it.
I don't want to write it.
Yeah, it's all written.
It writes itself in this case.
Yeah, he just screams, B-I-Bicky-Bi-Bi-O-Bo.
B-O-Bo, B-O-Bo,
jumps into the audience.
He already had his shirt off to start.
Yeah, there was no shirt.
He starts.
There was never a shirt.
Curly Joe, Dorita.
Have you seen the Three Stooges movie?
Yeah.
The one where they like go to the other planet or no?
No, this is where people.
I'm thinking about the old feature that they did.
It's
yeah,
it's like an origin story. I kind of love it.
Yeah, I'll have to see it again.
Watch it again because it's pretty amazing.
Favorite Stooge, Shemp? Favorite Stooge?
Oh, it's Curly.
Curly, wow.
Yeah,
so mainstream.
I really am. I like the hits.
That's cool. It's fine. Curly's funny.
All right, Curly's so fun. Curly's funny. Anything else you want to
promote? No, that's about it. That's all I'm promoting. I'm promoting the Three Stooges. Iggy and the Three Stooges. That's basically it. It's my new band. All right.
Thanks. See you, Sing Dingers.
Thank you.
Oh, you want to do a promo?
Hey, I'm here with Ron Quasman.
Hey.
And this is a promo for Sing Songers. We play the same song like 8 times. It's a nightmare. Don't listen.
Do not listen to this podcast.
Play it for your enemies.
Or Feral Audio on iTunes.
Yeah.
Don't listen.
Cut. Good.
That was great.